Kun landing a block tomorrow. We're up to Daf. You give me a little second tomorrow. Mishnah. Yeah, the last thing there was about the machlekes of a Vlad can make it tomorrow or not, whether you learn from the word Hayahu tomorrow, say, who, or you learn from Yiyah. Says the Mishnah, Oifis, what about when it comes to, we learned all about Tumura, and says the Pasi Behema. But oifes, when it comes to a bird, hamenochas, when it comes to a karb mincha, ein ois in temura, there, you cannot make a temura. Why not? Shlo nemar ela behema. In the pasuk, it says, vimhame yame behema behema. So only when it comes to animals, not when it comes to birds. Hatzibur, when it comes, these are some of the things we had before, sporadically throughout the Masechta. Hatzibur, communal. Yes, yeah. Hatzibur v'hashutrim and partners ain't oisit tmuri. They also cannot make it tmuri. Shneimer says la yachlifenu v'la yami lashon yachid. Only individual should make tmuri. If he does, it's chal, but not by carbon tzibur. Yachid oisit tmuri. Only a yachid can make it tmuri. Bein hatzibur v'hashutrim tmuri. But a tzibur and hashutrim cannot make it tmuri. Kotche bedek habayis. Kotchim that belong to the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, they only own the value of the animal. What about those animals you set aside for that, that the Behegi should sell? And with that money they use for maintenance, in Oisit Tumura, they also do not have enough Kedusha to have a transfer to have Tumura. Amen Abshimen says Abshimen. He holds that Kotche bedek habayis, it could make Tumura. Because he holds it's called a carbon as well. So he therefore says, he holds, I agree with you that kotche bedek habayis cannot be tumura, but I'm not going to learn from the same source as you. You're going to learn from the word carbon, that only a carbon, which means only kedushas are goof, and kotche belong to the base of Migdash are not carbonus. I hold that they're also called a carbon, as we'll see from this week's parasha actually, that they're also called a carbon. So how do I know that kotche bedek habayis cannot be tumura? Because by tumura it says in the pasuk you shouldn't do tumura, and then it says by ma'aseh behema as well, don't do tumura. Why is it have to repeat again by ma'aseh behema? But Ma'aseh Behemah was included in all other kachim. So why does it say it again by Ma'aseh Behemah in the end of Chukosah? It says, don't make Tumura. So it'll teach you, just like Ma'aseh Behemah is an individual carbon. So too, Yotu Kabana Tzibur. So the exception is the carbon Tzibur. And on Ma'aseh Carbon is Be'ach, Yotu Krevisem, Kabana, Berekabais. And therefore, on the one hand, it's just like Ma'aseh Behemah, it's only individual, not if it's a Yachid, and not if it's a Tzibur, not by a Shutras. So the same thing over here, a Ma'aseh goes to the Mizbeach. What do you do with Ma'aseh Behemah? You bring it on the Mizbeach. So therefore, Kabbanis, which is Bedek Abayis, doesn't count. There's no Tumura. Says the Gemara, tell him what we learned. Yachid, you catch a Bedek Abayis, and when I would have thought, catch a Bedek Abayis, and make Tumura, Tamalim, it says, Karbam, it says in the Pasi, the Behemah, that you bring a carbon to Hashem. Meet your nickel carbon, only if it's called a carbon. Yachid, catch a Bedek Abayis, you're nickel carbon. But catch a Bedek Abayis, it's not called a carbon. V'loi, it's not called a carbon, but Tanya, didn't we learn, eat carbon, the Pasi would have said, talk about Shuti Chutz, and it says by Shuti Chutz, if you shechted outside the base of Migdash, he didn't bring it in for a carbon. Eat carbon, if carbon, Shemayani, I would have thought that filu kotche bedek habayis. I would have thought that shchuti chutz. If you took an animal, you set aside for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. If you took an animal, you set aside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you went ahead and you shechted it outside, you get karis. But what about the animal was not dedicated to be on the mizbeach? It was dedicated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Do you get karis for outside? And it's called a carbon. Shenema, it says, carbon being Shenema, it says in this week's parasha, it says, Vanakrev is carbon Hashem, you know, after all the booty that they had from Midian, the bounty they collected from Midian. They called it a carbon, and all that was only for maintenance, the base of English, Tambalayma. Therefore, we have another passage for Pesach, my lay of you, because you didn't bring it inside where it belongs. Is that we're talking about carbon, is that belongs in the Bech? He says clearly that even animals dedicated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash is called a carbon. So how do we know if it's called a carbon? How do we know that it doesn't make tumura? This braisa holds that what that is called a carbon. Therefore, how does he learn? He learns from somewhere else. He learns from the shchuti chutz kolabo, and he learns by tumura from ma'aseh behema. And the rabbon hold that it's not called a carbon. carbon, and therefore he learns from a different place in each din. And the Rabban hold that no, that the carbon is for the meitiv, it's not called carbon. No, but see what it says, Vanakrev is carbon Hashem. I mean, how can Chacham say that Bedek Abai is not called a carbon? The Pasuk clearly says, addressing the bounty of Midian, that is called a carbon. So you say, answer, carbon Hashem ikre, carbon la Hashem la ikre. That's called a carbon that belongs to Hashem. But a carbon la Hashem is not called. Tell about me, learn.
So learning the different psukim is like
a different No. Just because they argue whether it's called a carbon or not. It says in the Pasuk, do not investigate or discern, do not discern between good and bad. Do not make a swap. Why do you need this Pasuk? We already have a Pasuk before, which it says before, that you shouldn't be changing, why do you have to need again, lo yivakir? We need a pasuk again to tell you the same thing. Because it says in Lashon Yochid, lo yachlifenu v'lomi yomer oisa, we know that a carbon yachid you shouldn't do. Umashma carbon tzibur carbon mizbeah with carbon bergabayis. I would have thought any carbon. Why do you need a separate pasuk by Ma'aseh Behemim? We already have, the idea of Tumut already before from other psukim that all kachim. So Tamar Loim Lo Yevaked. That it says Lo Yevaked individually, do not be mevaked. Only a yachid, only a carbon yachid, singly. But any other carbon you can, there's no din of Tumut. Carbon tzibur, carbon sutras, and carbon berak abayis. Yeah. It's in Levi. Omer Shiva, but a mice of Chalal, your mice included. Vloma Yotzel, Levi, like my mice, carbon yachid, the carbon is bad. Just like by mice, it's only individual carbon. I learned the same idea, but from mice. Just like mice behemoth is only individual. And mice behemoth, what do you do with the behemoth? You put it onto the mizbech. And he adds now another point. The dover shabob bechayva. What do we know about mice behemoth? So because he's looking at Ma'aseh Behemah, this Braisa adds another point. It's something that you have to do. You have no, it's not a voluntary thing. The Dover She'ena B'Shutvus is not through a partnership. I've called carbon yachid. So the Din of Tumura applies to any individual carbon. The carbon Mizbech, only a carbon that goes to the Mizbech. And a Dover Shabbat B'Chayva, only, we'll see what that means. Only something which is obligatory. And the Dover She'ena B'Shutvus, and something which does not come, Shutvus in partnership. It says, Yilacha, but not Shutvus. Rebbe says, you lomo al yosem meiser. Rebbe says to learn all these things, I don't need meiser behemah. I already know from like yachifenu v'lo yomer. All the things that Rabbanu said. So what do I take to do? Why does it repeat by meiser? So Rebbe says, you know why I repeat by meiser? Lomo can tell you that tumuras shmoi kreva, tumuras gufoi ain't a kreva. We're going to learn the two kinds of tumuras. There's tumuras shmoi and there's tumuras gufai. And now, what's tumuras shmoi? What's tumuras gufai? If by maisa behema, we know that if you take an animal and it's supposed to be number 10, and you called number 9, 10, you called number 11, 10, and you called number 10, 10, so we learned that they all have kodesh.
You just counted wrong.
That's right. So we said they're all kodesh. Number 10 is brought as a carbon, number 11 is brought as a carbon shlamim. And number 9, you have to wait till it gets till it winds about and gets a mum. That's called tumura shmoi. You swapped the name of the animal. You count each individually, but you called each one with the number 10. So there's tumura shmoi, and then you have tumura gufa. If you take the animal and tumura maisa, you take maisa behema and you swap it for another animal. And we're going to compare the two. Loi malach will tell you that tumura shmoi kreva, tumura gufa ain't a kreva. That the tumura of its name, for example, number 11 that you call 10, what do you do with number 11? You bring as a carbon shlamim. So tumura shmoi is kreva. Oh, but tumura's gufay, that by maisa behema, remember we had before an exception that a b'chayr and maisa behema, both of them, their tumura does not go on the mizbech. Just like a chattas and asher does not go on the mizbech. It's only a shlamim and an oila that the tumura goes on the mizbech. So tumura's gufay is different. Tumura shmoi nigeles, you can redeem the tumura shmoi, but tumura's gufay ain't in nigeles. Tumuras gufay, tumuras shmoi, for example, or shlamim, if it has a mum, you go ahead and you redeem it. And the money, you buy another mum. Or the tumuras gufay, he says, I don't care if it has a mum or doesn't have a mum. you cannot redeem it. Fresh pasuk la yigum tmuras gufay chol al dover haro dover shein haro tmuras gufay a balmum. For example, if you the animal number two is a balmum, it still becomes kaidish because tmuras is chal toiv berar rab betoiv, makes no difference. But Tumur Shmai, number 11, if you call number 11 10 and we say number 11 becomes a Karma Shlamim, it's only if it's suitable. Amri Mishum Durim, so therefore we're comparing the two. Yeah. So for example, if number 11 had a mum before you called it number 10, it does not become a Karma Shlamim. So the Gemara, Amri, we're trying to understand. Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana, because the Torah came along and said that Maisa Behema has two kinds of tumuras. In other words, why we talk about Maisa Behema? All other animals only has one tumura. You take another animal B and you put it next to animal A, or you say, you know, animal A's kedusha should transfer to B. When it comes to Maisa Behema, the Torah tells you there's two kinds of tumuras. There's tumura Shmai and there's tumura Gufay. You can also swap it to another animal, but also you can have another animal calling it by number 10. And the dinim are different. Says the Gemara, Meshum the Rabbi Rachmana these by Tumur Shmai, because the Torah said that you also have Tumur Shmai, that you also have this concept, Igruya Igra, it should be worse off. Tumur is Gufa, even if there's a mum, it will become Kaidish. So how could Tumur Shmai, you're trying to increase another din here. We're increasing by Maisa Behem, may have no, by no other animal, that you exchange, you make a mistake in the name and it becomes Kaidish. So how come there we say only if it's no mum? Why not even if it has the mum as well, just like Tumuras Gufay? Why should it be different? Since we're being mach, we should be machmer all the way. In yes, Damrina, we say my de Rabbi Rabbi, my de loy Rabbi loy Rabbi. What we learn out from the pasuk is that number on the Tumuras Shmoy is also holy, but only if it's suitable to be a karmish shlamim, because it says le Rabbi abahaboka to marba shlamim. That number 11 can also be a shlamim, but to say that something has a mum should also be a shlamim, some kind of chumra that we cannot make up on our own. So the Gemara, how do you know that concept? Only that which it says clearly in the pasuk. We have a rule. If somebody to come and teach you a new din, Tumur Shema is a new concept. So all we learn out is what exactly that new din is. And that is, that also, it's chal. But to be mechadish a step further, even if it's a mum, exactly, to say that even if it has a mum, that far we don't go. Yeah, exactly. So it's ein boy el chidusha. Amar nachem beis l'rav v'l'rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, the Amar says, "Dov rabba b'chayva oilas chayvehi." Rav Shimon says, one of the things we learn from Maisa Behem is that it has to be something that's mandatory. So what does that mean? So right now the Gemara thinks only a carbon, for example, oilach, a carbon that you have to bring. But let's say if you bring on a dove, an oilach, and a dove, there's no din of tumura, because he said only an oilach chayva. He said, according to Rav Shimon, the Amar, dover habab chayva, oilach chayva he the of the tumura, sounds like only an oilach, which is a chayv, does it become a tumura. But aha, oilach, the dove, if you want to volunteer and bring up an oilach, lie. It does. It sounds like it does not become tumura. And it's a big chiddush because it doesn't seem to be the distinction of the pasuk. Amale oilas novadami. No, you don't understand. That's also called an oilas chayv. The moment you didn't have to do it, but once you volunteered to do it, now you got to do it. Nami keeping the kibul ale of the tumura. Once you decided to do this, it becomes no longer an adavit. Now it's a chayv. Once you took it upon yourself, you're obligated to do it. So what's it coming to conclude? If you, let's say, set aside $100 to buy an animal, it costs you $50. What do you do with the remaining $50? You have to buy another carbon to fill the mizbech. That's called carbon haba min hamisaris. There, that does not have the kedusha to pass it on. There's no tumura there in that animal that you buy. So you want to make it, what does he hold? I don't know if somebody holds here. If he holds, let's say, command on mamisaris, leftover money is the nidva tziburazli donated to the community. Then pshitu the love of the tumura. Then it's a communal carbon. I don't need a special pasuk for that. We learned in the Mishnah that, and we had in the Masechta, that a carbon that says carbonoi, but if a carbon tzibur, it does not get on in the love of the tumura. So what's the Rabbi saying here? Ha'ein tumura b'tzibur, el Rab Shimon must hold command on mamisaris nidva yachal heal. The mamisaris still is your own private carbon. So I would have thought, okay, the original carbon that I bought with the money, I can make tumura. So now the leftover money from that carbon, I'm buying another animal for a carbon, I should also be able to make a tumura. Man shomer lehaisvara. Who's the one who says that the leftover money is still private? Rabbi Elazar. Hoshamin lebehedi. But the same Rabbi Elazar says clearly the of the tmura. He holds that this leftover money is just no, is no worse than the original carbon you bought with this money, and you could make it tmura. Now we learn oila habo min hamisores oisa tmura, that oila comes from leftover. It does make it tmura. Divi Rabbi Elazar says the Gemara, you're right. But Rab Shimon agrees partially with Rabbi Elazar and partially disagrees. Rabbi Elazar became a sovele kavase bechada and pligale bechada. That he agrees with Rabbi Elazar in one respect, and that it is private, that the money, the leftover money when you buy an animal, still belongs to the original owner. But he disagrees with him, upaligale bechada, and he holds, I want, that it does not make a tumura. The Rabbi Elazar saw it, leftover money, just like the first $50 you bought an animal, you can make tumura. The leftover $50 you bought another animal for carbon, also can make a tumura. But the EU, Reb Shimon saw it, he holds, ain't oisa tumura. It does not make a tumura.
So this money that you got left over, does it go into the pool, or you can...
No, I just said you have to buy carbon and bring it.
Yeah, but you buy the carbon immediately, you put it into the pool, and the kagdush of the rest of it.
No, you keep the money, and you have to buy it. If it's an individual yachid, if it's an individual tzibur, then he goes to the pool.
Is Ketzam is Bayach, or that's...
But you bring it. It's your private carbon, because it's your private money.
It's nominated as a
Shlomim, yeah, whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, you cannot nominate it for an Ashram or a Chattas, because once you're forgiven for your sin, it's always Chattas, it's always Ashram. So you bring, you nominate for whatever.
So it's like an additional carbon you bring in.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and you'll get the credit for it.
We'll put a block for you.
Exactly. Says the Gemara, so the boy Rabovin. So you're telling me that you cannot use the leftover money cannot be brought to Muda. So the question we had a few days ago, Rabovin, where we had to hold cup in the beginning of the week. He finished Osham Liz Chapaba. He asked the question. You set aside animal A to bring as an Osham, and then the Hey boy, you used it for Tamura. And we learned according to Rab Shimon, according to Chachamim, you could take 100 animals and maim for one animal. But according to Rab Shimon, you can only do one animal, and according to Rab Yechanan, only one animal. That's it. You can't do it again. According to Shlokish, one at a time. According to you can never do it again. So you already used up this animal by doing a tamura animal A, and then what happened was you lost animal A. You went ahead and you got animal B, and you used animal B for Rosham, and now you recovered animal A. What do you do with animal A? You turned it into an oila. So it's the same original animal you made tamura, but now it has a different name change. Now animal A became an oila, and the question was, since it's, even though it's the same animal, since it's different kedusha, can you make tamura again or not? Eliba the man, who is this question going to? Elam Eliba Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon, this is like leftover money. Ha'am Rab Shimon, Sridle, Oila Habomin, Amisaz, Ein Oisa Tamura. What's the Shaila? According to Rab Shimon, you can't Bechal make Tamura, not because it was already done before, because this was leftover money. Now that you set aside animal B and you use that for your Ashram, we treat animal A as leftover money, excess money. Is Rabovin, saying, you're right. Rabovin, Hachik, this is the question. Is there a Tana out there, the Koike Rab Shimon, that agrees Rab Shimon, not regarding that the leftover money you cannot, but regarding the first part, the Amar Ein Mamidin V'Chayzel Mamidin, that one animal cannot do more than one Tumura, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, ever. The Sri like Rabbi Elazar, and he holds like Rabbi Elazar, Amar Oila Bom, it says Oisa Tumura, and he also holds like Rabbi Elazar, not like Rab Shimon, that an Oila, the leftover money, could make a Tumura. What would it do in this case? Ma'ushi Yachzev Yomaboy. So my question is, this animal is the same animal you already did Tumura once before, but now it has a different name. Now it's an Oila, and previously it was an Osham. Can you make Tumura again?
On this,
even though it's the same animal, but because rebadge and everything else, maybe it's a Gufim Gedusha Achaz Mai. You know, so he asked a question in a few cases. One case he asked a question was where you had animal A that you made a tamura, and then you it had a mum, so you did animal B, and then animal B it got lost, you did animal C, and then now animal B, you recovered animal B. So now B is what is even though the B is might be used as, let's say, as an asham. But it's a separate goof. You set it aside. It's a separate goof altogether. Do we say that since B comes from A, and now you want to take B and make it tamura as well, it cannot be a tamura? Or do we say because it's not the same animal? Animal A was the one you made a tamura from first. You took animal A, made a tamura. And then it had a mum, you took animal B. The question is, can you now make a tamura from animal B? It's too goofing, even though they have the same name. My, and then he asked me, if you're going to tell me, no, you can't do it because it's the same Kedusha, what about Shtei Kedusha? And then he asked the next question, what about if you recovered back animal A, but it's a different name altogether, my? Tiboyi. You know, very interesting, Tiboyi. What does Tiboyi mean? You think so Tabayim means life to Shiloh. Look at the last Rashi and remember this Rashi because it's not in brother other places. Tiboi Loshen Yerushalmi. Rashi, throughout the whole Masech here, says all the time that these Gemara's Lishon Achren, it's all Yerushalmi. It seems from Rashi, this is all from the Yerushalmi, which we don't have. Then Rashi says, what does it mean? K'moi Teku B'Loshen Bavli. That the word Teku does not mean, like we say, Tishbi Yitaritz. Tiboi means arouse this question. Keep on asking the question. Ask again and again so we can figure out the answer. And Rashi says, that's what Teku means in Shas. Not Teku means... Keep working on it. Not Teku means, you know, Tishbi Yitaritz Kushas V'Yiboyis. It means... Yeah.
Not that you give up on it.
Like keep it, you know, keep it around. Keep it thinking, talking about it. Yeah, exactly. Hold it from that. Like, exactly.
We don't find this Tana. Who is this? Who is a, we had a question. Man Tana.
Anonymous. Okay, next Mishnah. It's very interesting, the word take. Okay. Hadnalach hakril memidin. Look, the Mishnah, yes, but now we're going to make a different contrast between carbon yach and carbon zebra.
In the Lutheran, when there's a game that's equal, the result is equal, they call it take.
They do. Okay.
Tishbi
Yitaritz. Like better to do.
If Maccabi Tel Aviv won, or if Betayus aligned.
Says the Gemara, yes, bekabbalas yachid, she bekabbalas tzibur. There are some dinim regarding a carbon yachid that you don't have by a carbon tzibur. The yes bekabbalas tzibur. You have some dinim by carbon tzibur, she ain't bekabbalas yachid that you don't have individual carbon. For example, carbon yachid. You can draw a number of differences. A carbon yachid oisa tamura. A carbon yachid makes a tamura above the ain carbon tzibur. Tamura of a carbon tzibur cannot make a tamura, as we said before. It says, you know, carbonoi, although yamed only a carbon yachid. Number two, carbonus hayachid, the carbon yachid no hegis, bein bezchadim, whether the animal is a male, bein in the cave is whether the animal is in the cave, makes no difference. You can get either animal and bring it as a carbon shlamim, so on and so forth. However, the carbon tzibur, which mainly is oilis, einoigin of bezchadim, only by male animals, a tzibur generally does not bring a carbon shlamim, which could be female as well, only in shvus, which is kifsi atzeres. That's the only shlamim we bring. And again, they're also only zcharim. And they're all tzchadim. Kabbonas ayachid, chayovin ba'achri yusun. Kabbonas ayachid. That when you say chay ba'achri yusun, it doesn't mean if it got lost. Chay ba'achri yusun means if you made a promise to bring a carbon at a certain time, even the time elapsed, we don't say that's it. It's statute of limitations. You still have a chiv to bring that carbon. And the same thing is, for example, a carbon oilavi. A woman gave birth, or carbon mitzvah, let's say he passed the due date, the eighth day, and so on and so forth, he still has to bring the carbon achazman. But Bashengen, by a carbon tzibur, we say bottle, bottles money, ovazmane, bottle kabane. That's it. Once it's passed the date, it's fafound, he can't bring it up anymore.
But you don't say the bayochi.
Bayochi, no. You're just late and you're over for being baltach, whatever it is, but you're,
so
if you're not over. But
the union of the carbon is manoi, but you're mekayim
the carbon. It's the chiv. The chiv doesn't disappear. Also, the chayim is chayim. If you made a carbon in sochim, you have to bring it and it doesn't elapse. The carbonus at tzibur, when it comes to carbon tzibur, ein chayovim b'achri yusun. The loy b'achri is chayim. You know, if it's gone, it's gone. Carbon tarmid, yeah. Anything, any carbon tzibur. Okay. You can't make it up. Once it's over, it's over. Every carbon has a man. Aval chayovim b'achrayis nischeye mishakarav hazavach. But if you brought this, let's say, by a carbon, on time, by carbon tzibur, and you didn't bring the nesachim yet, you still have to bring them. We had, remember, expression when Menachos, even 10 days later, you could bring a carbon nesachim. Yes, b'kabbonus hatzibur, masha ein b'kabbonus yachid. You have a din by carbon tzibur. So till now we were talking about, you know, dinim that you have by a carbon yachid that you don't have by a communal carbon. But you do have dinim by a carbon tzibur, you don't have a carbon yachid. She kabbonus hatzibur doich in the Shabbos. A carbon tzibur pushes away Shabbos. The esatume. If remember, if most people are tamei, we suspend the laws of tumi, still bring the carbon. The carbon is yachid. Ain't a doichel on Shabbos. You cannot bring a carbon yachid on Shabbos. For lo yes a tumah and more tumah. Amar Rameyer says not the vart is carbon tzibur carbon yachid. The vart is whether it's a chayv or not. V'haloi chavisei kohen gadol. What about the kohen gadol brings every morning and every afternoon? He brings with pashe and kippurim, or the part of Yom Kippur, the part of Aaron. Kabbonis ha-yochidin, the Kabbonis yochid, the part of Aaron has to bring from his own money. These are all carbon yochid, yet v'doichin as a Shabbos, it says Tomid. It says Mitchas Tomid, the Kohen Gadol brings his chavis in Shabbos as well. V'esat Tumah, it also doichin Tumah, Ella, the difference is manikvua, not because it's Tzibur or yochid. It has to do is if the Tater gives you a fixed time, then it pushes away Shabbos, it pushes away Tumah. And if you don't bring it in the right time, you forfeit the whole thing. But if it doesn't have a fixed time, then it doesn't. You bring your own carbon. There's no fixed time that you have to bring on an individual carbon. Okay, so therefore, that's the distinction between the two. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow, Mr. Jim.